Welcome to the Hidden Palace with Sky Blaze.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. And of course, may the 4th be with you. That's right, folks, it is Star Wars Day here on the Hidden Palace, and in light of the occasion, we'll be looking at a number of Star Wars games that were brought out on Sega consoles. And since I have tonsillitis, I've brought in a guest to help me save my voice. Some of you who listen to the Radio Sega Tuesday Twitch streams will know him. This is my husband, Greyfor.
Hi everyone, I hope you're all doing well today. Obviously everyone's enjoying May the 4th to the best of their abilities.
Okay, so starting off with the first game, which is aptly titled Star Wars. This was brought out for the Master System and Game Gear in 1993, and you play through the story of Star Wars: A New Hope. Starting with Luke piloting his landspeeder across Tatooine, collecting R2-D2 and Obi-Wan, and making your way over to the Mos Eisley Cantina. As you progress there, you'll collect the rest of the crew, including Han Solo and Princess Leia, and have fun flying through an asteroid field in the Millennium Falcon. Now, while the Master System version is effectively a port of the NES version, which was released in 1991, the Game Gear version, however, has levels exclusive to it. This includes an introduction level where you play as Leia delivering the Death Star plans to R2-D2, and some of the levels on Tatooine were replaced with side-scrolling levels that Luke travels on foot rather than through his landspeeder. Let's see what the chat's saying. Who are you? Not sure. Hello everyone! Jamie's taking the Michael by saying live long and prosper. Yeah, I like Star Trek as well. It was in fact my first fandom. So it's difficult to rile me up that way. Even though I am currently sat here in Star Wars cosplay. Well, half-assed Star Wars cosplay.
Close enough. I mean, because we'll be going out after the show tonight to actually enjoy our anniversary going to a rock club. It's Star Wars themed.
For those that don't know, it is actually our anniversary today. We've been married for 6 years today. So let's have some music. So, from Star Wars, Superbike 2 posted a picture of BB-8, so they see me rolling, they hate him. I love BB-8, he's great. My voice is starting to go a bit, so I'll put some music on. So, from Star Wars on the Master System, we've got Jedi or Cadet, and we also have, requested by Eclipse, we have Spaceport. So enjoy those, and I'll speak to you again after the break.
Thank you.
And we are back. So that was Star Wars Jedi...
Jedi or Cadet.
Followed on by Star Wars Spaceport, which was requested by Eclipse. So, next on our list of games for Star Wars we have is Star Wars Arcade. Brought out on the Sega 32X in 1994, you can pilot either an X-Wing or a Y-Wing while fighting against Imperial forces. This game has you starting with three levels to play, which you'll have intercepting TIE fighters, taking down a Super Star Destroyer, and finally making an assault run on the Death Star. Now, while the Sega 32X has you playing both pilot and gunner, the arcade cabinet that you could go out and obviously go to, brought out the year before, in 1993, allowed two people to play, so you could have one person playing the pilot and the one playing the gunner. So 4 years after this, in 1998, Sega then brought out Star Wars Trilogy Arcade. This has you fighting in the larger battles for each of the original trilogies, which were split into three parts each, so that's nine levels you'd be going through. So, for A New Hope, you take part in the Battle of Yavin, fighting first of all against TIE fighters en route to the Death Star. Second part has you fighting your way through the Death Star Trench, taking out TIE fighters, laser turrets, and Darth Vader in his own TIE fighter. And the final stage has you flying down the final part of the trench as you fire your photon torpedoes into the exhaust port of the Death Star. Remember to use the Force. Along with these three stages for each film, you also get included two boss stages, which you can unlock after completing the earlier stages. In one of these, you'll be deflecting blaster bolts with a lightsaber back at Boba Fett, and in the second, you'll be actually dueling against Darth Vader on the second Death Star. So let's see what we've got going on in the chat at the moment.
Yeah, Jamie was asking if the track Spaceport from the last musical break had the Cantina music in it. It did have part of the melody. It's not the full song, though. There's some other music that's kind of included in that track. Also, I have to apologise for one of the music tracks we're going to play, because I had difficulty finding the Star Wars Arcade music, because it was brought out on the 32X. And I don't know what they did to the music on the 32X version of Star Wars Arcade, but it sounds horrendous.
Oh god, it does.
But Green Viper decided in his infinite wisdom that he wanted to request it. So I found the least objectionable track I could out of that soundtrack, bits that I could find anyway. So, from Star Wars Arcade 32X, we've got the high score theme, which is actually a version of the Cantina music, so Jamie should enjoy that.
And the following track after this will be from Stellar Assault, Shadow Squadron, Mission 3, requested by Electric Boogaloo. So obviously enjoy these two tracks, and we'll catch you after the break.
Listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. We'll be right back.
And we are back. And that was Star Wars Arcade 32X, the high score theme, Cantina, and the Game Over theme. And, well, as Stellar Assault Shadow Squadron, Mission 3, which was requested by Electric Boogaloo. So I think you had something...
Yeah, Superbike. At the moment, no plans for a radio show, although it depends on what sort of topics I could potentially cover. So who knows, watch this space, you may see me on Radio Sega a lot more.
See?
Here. See. I do the streaming as well. I have the
That's
webcam.
True. So if you want to hear more of my husband's lovely voice, tune in on Tuesday nights from 8 o'clock. Is it from 8 o'clock?
It's from 8 o'clock UK time.
I don't pay attention because I'm busy playing video games. hello, Shake and Bakey. I see you've just followed me on Twitter as well, so welcome to my Twitter account as well as on here. Was apparently making ground turkey meatballs. That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, on with the actual show. So now we're going on to the Sega CD, where we have Star Wars Chess. It is chess, but your pieces are replaced by characters from Star Wars. Your kings are Luke and Palpatine. The queens are Leia and Vader. Wait, hang on.
Wow, that makes family gatherings really awkward.
Okay. The bishops are C-3PO and Boba Fett, and so on and so forth. Knights are Chewie and a Tusken Raider. Rooks are Yoda and an AT-ST Walker?
I don't know. I'd still put my money against Yoda.
Those don't seem equivalent. No, sod it. Finally, the pawns are R2-D2 and some stormtroopers. At least that one kind of makes sense, I guess.
To be honest, I would have pit sort of rebel fighters against stormtroopers, but I didn't make the game.
Shaker Becky says, my ears will be watching. That's impressive. Did you, like, mount eyeballs on them or something? Your options are limited with a few options on how the pieces appear on screen, with the opposition facing either towards or away from you, whether you want black or white to be at the top of the board. There's also a few choices in board style. You can also get to decide on the difficulty for your opponent, although you can pit two AIs against each other instead to see who wins. I guess that'd be useful for demonstration purposes, maybe?
And if you just can't be bothered to play chess yourself.
Well, it might help you learn how to play,
true.
Maybe.
What did the Chewie do again?
The Knight is a Chewie. Why weren't the Knights Chewie and Han on the...
They probably had a limited number of sprites they could do for it.
That's probably true. So the gameplay, well, it's chess. And if you're after some music from this game for the next musical break, then you're out of luck, because there isn't any. So you're stuck playing in silence, unless you put some music on in the background, I guess. The only noises you do get are when a piece is taken. When that happens, you're treated to a tiny little cutscene where the winning piece takes its opponent out. Which for the pawns is pretty amusing, as the stormtrooper flails miserably to shoot the R2 unit, who's standing about 2 feet away from him. And the only good shot that it manages to do reflects off a dish that R2 sticks out of its head, causing the shot to rebound and strike the trooper through the chest.
It's rather comedic, to be honest.
It's also kind of harsh.
Yeah. If you get a chance, look it up on YouTube and see somebody play through it for a bit. You'll see what we mean. It's funny but harsh.
Well, with that delightful interlude over... Yeah, I'm pretty sure there were better ways to do Star Wars chess than this.
Yeah, probably.
There's also a couple of AR games that have actually recreated, you know, the tabletop game that R2 and Chewie were playing aboard the Millennium Falcon.
Yes, you can get those.
And they're pretty cool. Jamie's asking if Star Wars chess was also on DOS. It's entirely possible.
Yes, I believe it was, because I recall a work colleague of mine, when I mentioned this to him, he did remember playing that on DOS.
Eclipse is saying, that's pretty surprising you would expect a Star Wars game to have music. I know, right?
They had the music in the intro, but that's about it. Because you're too busy concentrating on the pieces, apparently didn't have time to concentrate on the music.
It's a CD-based system.
I don't know.
Oh, good grief.
Should we have some music?
Yeah, let's do that.
So, first up, we're going to have the Space Harrier Arcade main theme.
And then we're going to have Alien Soldier Galaxy Desert. I thought that was appropriate because Tatooine, desert planets, Star Wars. It made sense in my head, leave me alone. Alright, I hope you enjoy these and I'll speak to you guys again after the break.
Later.
Live shows and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
Get ready.
So, moving away from the original trilogy, we sadly have to move ourselves onto the prequels, but before doing that, obviously mentioning again the songs that we just had there. So we had the Space Harrier Arcade main theme, and then following that we had Galaxy Desert from Alien Soldier. So, Star Wars Episode 1 Jedi Power Battles for the Dreamcast. This game has you playing one of five different Jedi as you run, jump, slash, and use the Force in this platformer beat-em-up mix, which is vaguely, loosely, very much so based on Episode 1. Your choice of Jedi include the known ones, Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan, and Mace Windu. There are a couple of others, but I couldn't remember them. But as you progress, you can also then unlock extra characters, which include such as Queen Amidala and Darth Maul. And you'll also unlock up to four additional levels, which will offer you unique mini-games. While the game was first brought out on the PlayStation, this did, however, mean that when the Dreamcast version came out, it got the advantage of a bug fix. This fix actually corrected an issue with Darth Maul's character, because without it, he was wielding his double-ended lightsaber as though everyone was wielding a one-bladed lightsaber. The bug fix corrected this, so he actually wielded this properly, as a Sith should do.
And it didn't clip through the floor.
It didn't clip through the floor or his body. God, that was embarrassing.
It looked funny, though.
Oh, yeah. So,
let's have a look what's going on in the chat, then.
Oh, I'm seeing a lot of alcohol.
Oh, God. Apparently, Gavi, who's supposed to be following on from us in Saturday Night Sega, has been to the pub, or maybe has just opened his booze cabinet. I'm sure that'll go well. I can't see that going badly. Welp. Gavi says, I've definitely had at least one. Whether or not that stays the same by 10, who knows? Oh, good. Jamie, why are you doing this?
I would not say this would be the best thing about the prequel trilogy. For a start, it's Jar Jar Binks. And secondly, it's the scene where he's tried eating one of those weird alien chicken things without paying.
Yeah, that... God. Anyway, let's have some more music. Because Jedi Power Battles was on the Dreamcast, and it had the advantage of a really good sound support. So there's an excellent version of Duel of the Fates in there, which you're going to hear in a bit. After that, we've got from Thunder Force 4, Sea of Flame, from Stage 7. Mostly as a reference to the whole fight on Mustafar between Obi-Wan and Anakin.
I have the high ground, Anakin!
Yeah, because that's totally how that works.
Yes, and then Twitch. When we come back,
Twitch,
Skyblaze will treat us to a lovely song in the chiptune corner. So we'll catch you in a bit. Enjoy!
Thank you.
we are back. And that was from Jedi Power Battle's Darth Maul Core Fight, and then from Thunder Force 4, aka Lightning Force, or Lightning Force, because Japan. Sea of Flame Stage 5 BGM.
Stage 7.
Stage 7.
You can count.
Discalculally, Mila. Right, so on to the chiptune corner then. You may notice we're speeding a bit through these. We want to finish the show a bit early, so we've got time to actually celebrate our night out. Because it is our winning anniversary, and my voice is really going now. So, Alistair Brimble is who I'm going to be covering today as part of the chiptune corner. He's been working as a musician, composer, and sound engineer since the mid-1980s. Lots of microcomputer fans of the era gained an appreciation for video game music thanks to custom tunes that he wrote to be distributed on cover CDs for magazines such as CU Amiga and Amiga Format. These were referred to as Brimble's Beats, if I remember correctly. So, continuing with today's space theme, we have from Alien Breed, the title theme from Alien Breed, Alistair Brimble's Alien Breed, funnily enough. So let me know what you think of this, and I will speak to you guys again to close off the show and give you one last Star Wars related track. We'll be right back.
that was Alistair Brimble's Alien Breed title of Alien Breed. So, I hope everyone has enjoyed our little, duet of the show today. So thank you everyone who's joined us in here today. Just have a quick look at who we've had on there. So, Superbike 2, Eclipse, Green Viper, Jamie, Serga, who else have we had on there? Shake and Bakey, there we go.
Dawan popped in briefly.
Yes, and Dawan as well. Yes,
I think Electric Boogaloo said they were going to listen in as well.
They did pop in a track or two, didn't they?
Yeah.
So next up we have Saturday Night Sega. Hopefully everyone will be sounding coherent on that, even after one drink. And obviously tomorrow from 8, I believe it is, we have Sega Mixer Drive with Rexy. Next week, not too sure on what we're going to be doing for a show, but obviously if you have any suggestions for Skyblaze, you can obviously send those to via the Discord under Skyblaze42, through their Twitter at Blazing Skies, or on the Radio Sega Twitter or Facebook groups. So thank you all very much for listening in. I hope you all enjoyed yourselves. And to sign us all out, there'll be one last track. What track is that going to be?
It's a live orchestral heavy metal version of the Imperial March. Not actually from a video game, but it sounds awesome. And mostly it's my show, so I can do what I want. So, to sign us out for the last track of the evening, here is Epica with the Imperial March. Thank you everybody so much for tuning in. I've been Skyblaze.
I've been Grateful.
And this has been The Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. Good night.
Bye.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.